Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the design essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott here with the team from Accurate Solutions Group. Kirk Kinodic, the founder of the company, back in 1994. Ethan Lane has been with Kurt now for over 10 years. The team is really about helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, right? Can I retire? When? Do I have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last as long as we need it? There's a lot on your plate as a retiree, and the Retirement Blueprint walks you through income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security? In the income part, Medicare, it's in the healthcare part. So there's a lot on your plate as a retiree. I think it's really nice to have a team walking alongside of you to help you make the decisions that are right for you and your situation. 412-515-3355 is the number. 412-515-3355. All right, Kurt, let's start with the headlines. A lot going on. And I guess the biggest headline, Sydney Sweeney. Isn't that crazy? I mean, American Eagle stock went crazy after the big fallout. And I mean, it's kind of psychotic. Beyonce had done a jeans ad for Levi's several years before. There was no fallout. And then kind of cool for Levi's, though, they came right back with the Beyonce ad not long after that. So, and there was no fallout for that. It's just,
you know,
kind of crazy.
It shouldn't matter, Mark, what your political persuasion is, whether you're LGBTQ, whether you are male, female, whether you're white, brown, Asian, black, none of that should matter because we're all Americans. I mean, that's what the bottom line is, but people are still so divided in this country. And so sometimes you see something like that and you just have to sort of say, oh my gosh, what are you?
Shrug your shoulders.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
Now, that's not what we're talking about, just so you know. We're talking about really the political tension that, and Kurt, it's no surprise. I mean, it's not like President Trump and Jerome Powell were buddies during the first term of President Trump. And now the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, for five straight meetings, the Federal Reserve has not changed the interest rates at all. So obviously Trump wants Powell and the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates because he's all about the economy. Hey, we get a great economy going and blah, blah, blah. And now I get Jerome Powell being a little hesitant. And they have another meeting in September. We'll see. So we'll see what happens if they do lower it, maybe a quarter percent or something. But I mean, I get the Federal Reserve being a little bit nervous about tariffs, and Trump's got another, you know, round of those all the time, it seems like. So I'm guessing that's maybe the hesitancy.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, maybe it's just Jerome Powell has conviction. I mean, maybe he's looking at things we're not looking at, and he has a conviction that rates shouldn't come down. Now, I'm not an economist, so I don't understand and I don't know. I can see why Trump obviously wants them to come down because that does spur growth. It lowers borrowing rates. It encourages consumers to spend, and 70-75% of our economy here in the United States is consumer spending. So I get that. I also get Trump's argument that right now core inflation is close to that 2% range. And so he's wondering why, you know, Jerome Powell has not lowered rates yet, whether it's a political thing, whether it's just, you know, one person, they just both disagree. I don't know. What I do know, though, is, you know, the economy is doing fairly well right now. I do think prices are still too high. There's some things that have not come down. Maybe we're settling in a new normal, which could be a bad thing. Some prices have come down. Some have maintained. Some have gone up a little bit. So I see both sides of the fence. I'm just going to stay neutral on this one. I prefer rates to go down, but here's the downside to our clients, right? We work with those who are transitioning from saving for retirement and then getting into and living an enjoyable retirement. When rates go down, so do savings rates. So that's your CD rates, that's your fixed annuity rates, your money market rates. So it's sort of a double-edged sword.
So, Ethan, when you think about that, when we had, after the Great Recession, 07, 09, our interest rates got down to 1%, and they were even saying we might be like Japan and go negative. Well, that didn't happen, but it was super low for a long time as the country was really recovering from the Great Recession. And so the word was, kind of like what Kurt was saying, is it was kind of a war on seniors and savers because there was nowhere to put money to make a little bit of money without a lot of risk. Is that kind of the biggest, I think, impact to your clients at Accurate Solutions Group is the fact that they have their safer money or more protected money, I guess, and they would like to make some money on that? Is that kind of the biggest challenge interest rates bring to retirees?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the biggest things that we see with interest rates in our clientele is, you know, in our area, we're meeting with people who have done a good job saving and they're looking for lower risk type investments, whether that be through insurance companies like fixed annuities, whether that be through the bank and CDs and money market funds. And they're oftentimes looking for a place to kind of park their money and get a decent enough interest rate. And it's funny, I remember when I first started in the industry over 10 years ago, we were excited to find, you know, interest rates or fixed accounts that could get 2.5-3%. So that's how low interest rates were in the past. Like you said, a war on savers. And we've seen them come up since then. You can find fixed annuities, you can find CDs in the 4 or even 5% range, just depending on how long you're willing to commit that money to that length of term. So clients are hoping interest rates kind of stay the same so they're not punished with decreasing fixed rates.
Yeah, and if you find yourself sort of in that position, like, I have a CD maturing, I have a fixed annuity maturing, what should I do? How long should I tie things up for? If you don't understand how the Federal Reserve and the direction of interest rates, whether they maintain or whether they go down, am I positioned properly? Do I have the asset allocation to be able to make that shift, that transition, based on what the Fed does with the interest rates? Accurate Solutions Group, I mean, we can help with just a phone call. We can help with a vision meeting, with a virtual meeting. Just simply give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Hi, you're with us for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Kelly. You know, Kurt, one of the crazy things, Social Security, it's a big deal for a lot of people. Sometimes it's the only income source they have for retirement. Hopefully that is not your case. That is not the case for most of the clients of Accurate Solutions Group. But at the end of the day, Social Security is a big decision. For a married couple over a 20, 30-year retirement, it could be a $1 million decision. So there's a lot that goes into that. What I think is crazy is while Trump was trying to get no federal tax on Social Security, he was trying to get that through. That didn't happen. So the big, beautiful bill upped the 65 and older folks an extra $6,000 standard deduction. And so 88% of Social Security recipients are supposedly not going to see any of that 50 or 85% tax on Social Security. But Kurt, here's my question. So in 1983, when they added in the 50% tax, 1993, they added in the 85% tax, those dollar amounts to get to those numbers have never changed. Do you have any reason why that is?
No, and there's got to be some rationale behind it. It's sort of like, you know, when Social Security first came out, there was a death benefit. And the death benefit back in 1935, whenever Social Security originated, was, I think it was $255. So that when someone passed away, the surviving spouse got the widow benefit, but they also got a small check to pay for final expenses. And that has never increased. So it is literally still $255 today. Why that hasn't changed, why the band on income for whether you're at a 50% or an 85% taxation, I have no idea. It's the government. That's all. What else can you say?
Because it doesn't take much to get there, I don't think.
No, it doesn't. And again, I don't have this right in front of me, but I think for a married couple, once you hit 34,000 of, and it's kind of complicated, but it's modified adjusted gross income. So to get to modified adjusted gross income, the first thing you do is look at total Social Security divided by two, then add in all sources of income for that given year. That will give you your modified adjusted. Once you hit a certain threshold, and I think it's 34,000 for a married couple,
sounds
and then
right, yeah.
Might 44. Go up to 44,000 for the 85%. And those numbers have never increased. And I have no idea. Well, my assumption is because taxation, they want more taxation.
Yeah, to me, that's crazy that is. I mean, it doesn't take much to get to either one of those categories, 50 to 85% tax.
No,
but Ethan, when you're sitting down with people, I would think there are some people that Social Security is just, oh, great, I get it. We can use that for fun or whatever. For others, it's a really important part of the retirement blueprint, I would think. Social Security is one of those, I think, parts of our retirement that a lot of people just look at it in a vacuum. Well, if I take it early, I get less. If I wait till 70, I get more. And they don't really look at it much different. You're always looking at it with everything else they have and when and how does it make the most sense to take it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to look at every variable we can with their financial plan before giving out advice on when to take Social Security. So that could play into, you know, when are they going to withdraw from qualified money or IRAs, right? So if they're taking income from an IRA, significant income in retirement, that's going to raise their taxable income. That's quickly going to determine how much of their Social Security is going to be taxable.
And it could also be, Mark, we're having a conversation and maybe some tax planning, strategic tax planning, like a Roth conversion planning may make sense for them. And if they hold off on Social Security, it allows for a lower Roth conversion that you're staying in a lower marginal and effective tax rate. So there's a lot of factors that go into that. But when and how you file for it and claim and time Social Security is absolutely critical.
So final question. We're just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt and Ethan. We've got a lot more to get to after this. But final question for this segment, Kurt. And really, the retirement blueprint starts with income, right? What is the first step that we take to create that retirement income plan?
And there's a lot that goes into that, but I'll try and summarize this. The first thing we look at, first and foremost, is sources of income, pension and Social Security. If you haven't claimed pension or Social Security yet, we need to do a maximization analysis to try and determine when is it most advantageous for you individually or for you and your spouse, and how do we time and claim those benefits. We have to determine and calculate an actual budget in retirement. You want to live the same lifestyle. So how much monthly income do we need coming in? Then we look at those sources of income. What are they going to provide of that monthly benefit? And if there's a gap between what they're providing and what you need coming in, then we need to structure your investment allocation to provide for that cash flow regardless of what the markets are doing, so that when you're retired, market volatility is off the table.
Yeah, and that's income plan. That's the very first step of a retirement blueprint. But we take it further than that. Not only do we help with income planning, we're going to help with investment strategies, tax efficient strategies, which is critical in retirement. We're going to help with healthcare planning and legacy planning. So those are the five pillars and the five areas that we help our clients with through a retirement blueprint. So if you're listening today and you've saved for retirement and you don't have a plan, and the uncertainty of the political environment, the economic environment that's going on is making you nervous, give us a call, 412-515-3355. It all starts with a plan, and that you have to take the first step, which is picking up the phone and giving us a call at 412-515-3355.
Stay with us. We're just getting started on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We've got a lot to get to. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the retirement blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you are with us. If you want to find out more, you can always go to the website, asgretire.com. Accurate Solutions Group, asgretire.com. You can always call them, as we've said, no cost to chat with them about anything we've talked about already or what we're going to talk about now. We're talking about longevity for the next couple segments, a big factor in retirement planning. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. So, Kurt, when you think about longevity, it's one of the things that I think when you and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group put plans together for people, there's a couple big unknowns. One, how long we're going to be here. Two, if we're going to have any health issues or somebody in our family will have health issues. Those are the two unknowns. And professionals are calling it, I don't think you guys are calling this, but you might be. It's a longevity revolution. People are living much longer than previous generations. So I guess if we're going to use that term of longevity revolution, what does that mean for you and your team at Accurate Solutions Group, Kurt, when it comes to retirement planning?
Yeah, and I can say, and I can probably speak for Ethan as well, I've never used the term longevity revolution, but I understand what we're talking about. And we are living longer today. And I think, Mark, the one thing, you know, if we use an example of if you're 65 today, there's a very real possibility that you could potentially live 25, possibly 30 years, maybe even longer in retirement. But there's something else that's taking place too. And I think Ethan and I have both seen this with individuals who either are referred to us or listening to the radio show or come through one of our educational workshops. People are retiring in their late 50s to early 60s. So couple both of those things. We're living a lot longer, but we're also retiring earlier than what we thought we were going to. It's not unrealistic that some people may spend close to 40 years in retirement. And that's a big deal. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but you got to plan for it. You got to save more. You have to factor in inflation for a longer period of time. There's a lot of things you really have to address. So it's not just a matter of having a big bucket of money to spend. You got to figure out, how do you spend it? How do you allocate for growth? And how do you allocate for income? And how do you allocate for those unexpected medical expenses, which will absolutely happen in retirement?
You know, when you mentioned 65 years old, there's a couple really interesting stats, I think, that, and there's always stats and people that do surveys, all that, but it says if you made it to 65, you're likely to live past 75. But really, now they're predicting if you hit 65, more than likely, the majority of men are going to get to the age of 84 and women 86, but 50% of people will actually live much longer than that. So that's kind of like the minimum. If you're 65, you look at another 20 years, basically, but more than likely, you're going to live longer than that. Here's the crazy one. Kurt, we talked about this a long time ago when we were talking centenarians, those who were hitting 100. The number of Americans aged 90 or older nearly tripled between 1980 and 2010, and they're expecting that number to triple again by 2040.
I know. That is something you have to plan for. I still have clients coming in and we do review and we'll go through their retirement blueprint and we'll show them they're planning to age 100 and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it that long. And we have clients approaching that age who are still active. Now, that's not everyone, but you got to really take that into consideration for sure.
So with that being said then, Ethan, does that mean that, all right, when do we retire at 60? If you have the younger groups that are retiring or me at 65, if I retire, that I might be retired for 30 years. That means I better stay pretty aggressive with my investing, I guess. How do you look at that?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to stay aggressive on a portion of a client's investments for sure. We want to leave money in the market for long-term growth. That's typically one of the very best ways to outpace what inflation can eat away at your budget. But we really want to find the appropriate balance between growth and preservation. And that varies. We don't have a set rule of thumb where everyone who comes into the office is going to have like a 60-40 stock to bond portfolio. We don't believe in that for every single person. It's all about a client's need for income. You know, if they have a larger need for income in retirement, probably going to position them a little more conservative so they can get cash flow from more stable investments. But it also depends on a client's tolerance for risk. Have they been through ups and downs of the markets? Have they paid attention? Do they panic? What's their tolerance for risk, so to speak? And that's part of our blueprint process, is figuring out both of those things. the capacity to take on risk and their attitude towards risk. And that's how we determine the balance between risk and reward.
And factoring in longevity. I mean, I think this is a wonderful segment we're doing today talking about longevity, because it is a blessing, but it is something that has to be planned for. And a lot of advisors are still under that old model where they might be planning for 20 or 25 years and doing Monte Carlo simulations and all these different things. And you have to take it a step further. So if you're listening today and either you're a do-it-yourselfer or you don't have an advisor, you just have a 401k, or you have an advisor and they're not talking to you about longevity and how we offset inflation for 30, 35, 40 years, how we grow those assets, how we preserve some of those assets for those unexpected healthcare expenses, which will absolutely happen in retirement, call us at 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call, we can either schedule just a phone call. We can schedule a virtual meeting, a vision meeting here in our Butler Township location. We're conveniently located between Butler and Evans City, right on Route 68. You can always get in touch with us that way. But 412-515-3355 is our phone number. We'd love to talk to you.
So glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You think about this, I think when you think about longevity, Kurt, there's no doubt using the right, I think, tools or retirement strategies is crucial. There's no doubt about that, especially while you're building your nest egg, while you're working. But when you get to retirement, now it's not about accumulation. Now it's about the distribution of those monies to create the income that we need to live on. I think this is one of the, I have no idea about financial world. I'm terrible. That's why I'm working at 65. There's no end in sight because I'm an idiot, but that's okay. I still have fun. So the question is withdrawal strategies. I think this is the challenge for most, especially the ones that are savers. Those you might have to spur them on a little bit, prove to them you can take that trip. You are going to be okay, because we all know we don't want to run out of money before running out of life. That's a bigger concern than death for most retirees. It's the fear of outliving their money. So the withdrawal strategies is so important. Don't want to take too much too soon, but then we don't want to not enjoy our retirement either. There's a balance in there. That's where I think your retirement blueprint that you walk people through is kind of the key part of it.
It really is. And we talk about, I mean, in general terms, we talk about there's three segments of retirement. You have your, what we call your go-go years. And that's, and for some people, that may only be 2, 3, 5 years. It might be 10 years when they first retire and 10 years into retirement. But that's where, hey, I have my health. You know, we're still active. We're still able to do what we want to do. And that's when you're going to go. And that's when traditionally you're going to probably spend more money than you would later on in retirement. So those are your go-go years. Then you have your middle years, which are sort of what we call your slow-go, where you're still active, you're still traveling, but maybe not as much. And then you have the third segment, which is sometimes your no-go. Maybe even you still have your health, but you're just more content with being around and not traveling as much. And I will tell you, you will spend less, even with inflation factored in, you're going to spend less in your 80s than you do in your 60s. That's just the way things work in retirement. Doesn't mean you don't have to factor in inflation. You do. But a lot of that inflation is offset by your decreased spending, but you have to guard against healthcare costs. So one of the ways we talk about doing that, Mark, and the easiest concept for people to understand is bucketing assets. And so when we need income, if we figure out a budget and we look at your cash flow, the income sources that are coming in, if there's a gap between what's coming in and what you need coming in on a monthly basis, we're going to carve out of your investments a certain percentage of assets, a certain dollar amount that might be able to fund the first 3, 4, 5 years of your income in retirement. That's bucket one, and that's very conservatively invested. And then we look at a moderate bucket, and then we look at a long-term growth bucket. And that first bucket is designed to deplete itself over a period of time. But as it's depleting itself, when the market's doing well, we're taking off the top of the equities and the growth there, and we're replenishing that income bucket. And if you do things that way, you traditionally don't have a lot of problems.
Yeah. And one of the big reasons we want to plan that way is to eliminate what's called sequence of return risk, where that's a huge danger heading into retirement, is you cannot control what the markets do. You never can, but you can control how you're invested and where your income comes from. So essentially, sequence of return risk is taking from investments that are experiencing losses early on in retirement. So what you're doing in that instance is you're locking in those losses. You don't have that principal anymore to rebound when the market comes up, and you're locking in those losses. So the sequence, the order that you earn your return, especially early in retirement, can work against you. And we want to guard against that. And that's why we have that bucket number one for secure guaranteed income as much as possible. And we use the growth investments to replace that as it goes.
So we're talking about the challenge of longevity when you're trying to figure out, all right, how long is our money going to last? Is it going to last as long as we're going to be here? Well, we don't know how long we're going to be here. That becomes a challenge. Kurt and Ethan and the team here to help. 412-515-3355. More of Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim Your Retirement Kit from Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions, it's 412-515-3355. We're talking about longevity. We don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know if we're going to have health issues. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things maybe we have to think more about than we did while we were working. Where's our income going to come from? Are we taking too much risk, not enough risk with our investments? Taxes, a huge thing when you get to retirement. Healthcare, long-term care, legacy planning, all that stuff. Social Security, Medicare. There's a lot going on. If you have questions about any or all, 412-515-3355. All right, we're talking about longevity. And certainly, I think the stats are pretty impressive. If you made it, the stat is that if you made it to 65, you're likely to live past 77. all the way to 84 for men, 86 for women, but 50% of people will actually live even longer than that. And the crazy stat is the number of Americans aged 90 or older nearly tripled between 1980 and 2010, and that number is expected to triple again by 2040. So, Ethan, during the break, we were talking about the Justin Timberlake movie with Amanda Seyfried, I think, Olivia Wilde. She's really pretty. But Justin Timberlake, this is a 2011 movie, In Time. And I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, I don't believe, right?
I think I've seen it. And it's like my kind of movie, though.
It's kind of like in a wild New York where they like cut off people from getting to one section or another, but it's kind of crazy. But they actually can look at their wrist. They know how much time they have left in their life. So you could die at 25. I think 25 was the end date. And then you had to do things to get more time. So they actually knew their end date. People would be walking down the street, looking at their wrist, trying to figure out what to do, and then they just topple over.
That movie came out while I was working at the movie theater.
It was 2011. Yep. Yeah. And so I would doubt you have very many people come in that have the timeline for their life on their wrist, right? Because that'd be easier. If you knew when somebody was going to, if they came in and you said, hey, I need a plan, it looks like I'm going to live to 77 and 6 months or 93 and 2 months. That would be an easier way to plan. You don't know that, though, do you, Ethan?
No. And you know what? A specific example came to my mind while you were talking about that. I met with a woman who came in and she was told she was terminally ill. And that was her first time coming in to see us. And she said, I don't have much time left at all. I just want to make sure my investments are positioned fine. That was about 3 or 4 years ago. And she's been a client ever since. You know, so even when she came in and she thought she knew her timeline was able to be extended. She's doing very well now. So you just never know. We want to plan for longevity, no matter the situation.
So, Kurt, there's no doubt when people come in now because of, you mentioned in the last segment talking to people and say, hey, we're going to try to get you to 100. I'm never going to live that long. And I think it's one of the things you probably have to overcome a little bit. But what else can people do to help ensure that their money does last what really could be a long retirement? I mean, we hope for that. We all know that there's exceptions to that rule, but you'd rather not say, well, Kurt, I'm not going to live past 80. Okay, well, I'll have your money end at 80 and now you're 81. You got issues.
Yeah, and we used to tell people, well, one of the first things you can do is just work longer. Now, I will say this, people don't embrace that recommendation too much, but maybe not working full time longer. But I have many, probably a majority of my clients who retire end up working part time, whether it's just to get out, whether it's to stay active socially or physically, depending on the job, just to keep their mind active. So working even part time in retirement, because retirement is different than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. So working can be one, being efficient with every dollar. I mean, minimizing investment fees is important, and we've talked about that on many other shows. We can always do that in the future, but fees are important. There's nothing wrong with paying a fee, but understand what you're paying and is there value, and how does that fee compare to other services being offered? Taxes is a big thing, additional costs. One thing we do all the time, Mark, and I recommend this for anyone listening today, optimize your Social Security benefits. Ethan and I do not work for the Social Security Administration. We're not employed by the federal government, but we are smart enough to know that maximizing Social Security can make a big difference in your retirement. Allow us to do a maximization analysis for you. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Call the office 412-515-3355 and we can do that maximization analysis. All those different factors, though, can really go a long way to helping ensure your money lasts as long as possible.
So, Ethan, here's one. And I am 65, as I've said several times. Well, I didn't say it last year. Well, no, I would have because I didn't hit 65 till November of last year. But I'm 65, but I have a coworker. Both of her and I graduated in 1977 from high school. But as a reminder, she's several months older than I am. So she's much older. She did what Kurt is talking about. She kind of wants to retire, but is a little nervous about it. So she went from a 40-hour work week to 30. And she did that for 9 months probably. Okay, so she went from 40 hours to 30. So she lost, I think she lost vacation time on that one. She still had all the benefits and everything, but she didn't have vacation time. Well, now she has started the 20-hour work week because she's 65, so she doesn't care about healthcare anymore because now she just moved it all to Medicare. And so it depends on your age and kind of what you can do, I suppose. Do you have many people that do that, just kind of I like that idea. I'm not ready to do that yet, but I like that idea of just cutting back a little bit. I do like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're kind of like dipping your toe into retirement. You're just scaling back your hours, scaling back your income a little bit. That also helps you judge how much income you can live on. You know, if you scale back your income and you say, wow, I can't live within that, that helps you be more realistic with your spending. But it gives you the freedom and flexibility to have a little more free time, figure out what you're going to do with all that free time when you fully retire. There's a lot of benefits if your work will allow you to scale back. Mark, but you mentioned you're 65, so it's good to know we'll have our co-host here for another 20 years, right?
Exactly.
Right now you have a good chance to make it to 84.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you scale back to just our show, that'd be great.
I love it. Maybe when I hit 80, I'll just do yours then.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. We can still make it work.
Yeah,
but if you're listening today and you're not sure of when you want to retire, you're not sure how you're going to retire, are you going to scale back or are you just going to fully retire? Maybe you don't have a plan at all yet. Maybe you're just a little bit away from retirement and you don't have a plan. Give us a call, 412-515-3355. We'll start a retirement blueprint that's totally customized to you and your situation, your income needs, your investment savings, and your tax situation. Give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
All right, Kurt, you brought up Social Security. And I do this every time when I get my Social Security statements. Now that I'm old, I get Social Security statements. I used to get them, and then they stopped, right? They were, well, we're wasting money sending these all these out when they're in their 30s and stuff, so we're going to wait till they get Social Security age. So I got one of these in 2023, then I got one in 2024, and I just got a 2025 one. What's interesting is, I was born in 1959, all right? So my full retirement is 66 and 10 months. If you're born in 1960 or later, your full retirement is 67. But mine is 66 and 10 months. So in 2023, it said if I retired at that time, I would have $2,707 a month. 2024, 1 year later, that same time period, I would get $2,785. So it went up $78. What about this one? So now I'm at $2,879. So it almost went up $90 there, a little over that, actually. But the crazy part of this is, so from 2023 to 2025, if I waited till 70, it was $35.58 in 2023. And in 2025, it says if I wait till 70, it's $38.15. That one's going up a little bit more than my full retirement age. That's what I think is so complicated about Social Security. There's so many options. And I think most people look at it in a vacuum, right? Well, I'm retired, so I'm going to take it. Or I'm going to retire at 65 because I get Medicare, and I'll start Social Security then. All those kind of things play in, but you're looking at the entire, that's why it's called the retirement blueprint. You're looking at all those categories to help people make that decision, I would think.
There's so many different things to factor in. And like you were saying, I mean, your increases prior to you hitting full retirement age, 66 and 10 months, those increases have taken place because of additional wages, additional earnings being credited to your Social Security report. But then once you hit full retirement age through age 70, you don't even have to have additional earnings. It's still going to increase and increase quicker or faster simply because of those delayed retirement credits that they provide. So there's so many different factors, and you're right. One of the things, Mark, if it's a married couple, we have to take into consideration not just the life expectancy of the wage earner who's considering filing for benefits. We have to take into consideration survivor benefits for the surviving spouse. And when does it make sense to file which one? And so there's a lot of different factors that play into that. Another factor that people don't think about is maybe we're doing strategic Roth IRA conversion planning or different types of tax planning strategies, and not filing for Social Security benefits frees up additional income that's not showing up on that 1040 and allows us to convert more to Roth. So there's a lot of different things we take into consideration. And I would highly encourage you, if you're listening today, you haven't done any tax planning per se or Social Security strategy planning, simply call 412-515-3355. We can definitely have that conversation.
So I guess at the end of the day, Ethan, and you've been doing this now over a decade. Kurt's been doing it a long time, started the company in 1994. But you can't get into your financial jargon when you're talking to people. You've got to keep it fairly simplified. You know, the old, you know, what would a fourth grader think or whatever, or the law of 11. If an 11-year-old can understand it, then we can understand it, kind of a thing. How do you simplify this process so it's not so overwhelming?
Yeah, I mean, we really spend a lot of time making sure we're able to articulate it well. And I spent 10 years ago, over 10 years ago when I started with Kurt, that was one of the primary things he was teaching me is, Ethan, yes, you need to know the details. You need to know the ins and outs of how all this works, but you also need to know how to explain it to everybody so that they get it. And I think that's a great part of the retirement blueprint is we break it down in a way that people understand it. We start with what's important to them and work from there so that they know are their goals are being achieved. We know exactly what their concerns are, and we can articulate it in a way that makes it simple. We talk in buckets. You know, we talk bucket number one, bucket number two, bucket number three. We have pivot accounts, you know, red zone accounts, things like that that just make it simple for people so that they understand where income can come from.
Yeah. And if you're listening today and maybe you have an advisor or maybe you're doing some stuff online yourself and all you hear is Monte Carlo simulations and standard deviation and beta and alpha, and, you know, you hear all these terms and you're wondering, how does that pertain to what I'm doing? Proper asset allocation and, you know, stock options, puts and calls. That's not how we talk here. We understand that. And that's what we do as advisors, but our job is to convert that language into language that makes sense. If you do not have a plan in place, like your retirement blueprint, if you haven't factored in five key areas for retirement, which is income planning, proper investment allocation, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning, and have done that in just normal terms that are easy to understand, that's what we can help walk you through. Simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Thanks for being with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We've got another segment to go. Stay with us. We're going to wrap it all up right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. If you're trying to learn more about retirement, I always recommend going to the website accurateradio.com. There's a lot of great information in there for you, kind of a checklist for retirement. There's other things, taxes and Social Security. There's all kinds of information in there for you, and it's accurateradio.com. No cost to go there. But if you really have questions, boy, I wonder if I can retire. Do we have enough? 412-515-3355. There's no cost to you. Totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to go back in time. And it's kind of fun to go back in time. And Ethan, we're going to go back to when you were a youngster, 2008. And you think about, we touched the show off. We were talking about some of the market drops that happen, everything. They happen, right, all the time. And then the markets bounce back, and it's kind of the rule of thumb anyway that, you know, well, don't panic. The market will come back. That's kind of what we always think. Well, 2008 was kind of a totally different scenario when it came to the markets, the Great Recession. We're going to talk about that. But you think about 2008. So the top movies at the box office included The Dark Knight. Kurt, just so you know, that was Batman. Okay. Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. Those were actually pretty good. I never went to the theater to watch them, but when they came out on the channels I could watch, I did watch. They were actually pretty good. Taken, one of my favorites. I think they're getting ready for a fourth. That's Liam Neeson.
Wow.
Daughter, where were they? Do you remember, Ethan, where they were when she got, was it?
It was no, she was some foreign country. Traveling internationally.
Yeah, somewhere. And it was like, I will kill you. It was fantastic. Breaking Bad had its TV debut. Ethan, you said you just watched that.
Yeah,
not long ago.
I didn't watch it back in 08 or when it had just came out, but I binged it pretty good on Netflix this year, last year, and it was a fantastic series.
You think Kurt will ever watch it?
I will.
Yeah, you should. You would like it.
Yes. Yep.
There's a lot of them.
And I need to watch Taken, too, from what you guys
said. Yeah, Taken is good. Those are all good. I enjoy that. But 2008, obviously, Barack Obama, elected president of the United States, and Bernie Madoff, arrested and charged with securities fraud, and would later be revealed to be the largest Ponzi scheme in history. And when you think of that, Ethan, I mean, I think that's... Sometimes people get concerned about sitting down with a financial group that they don't really know, because at the end of the day, one of the big things you have to do is you got to create trust with your clients. I would think that's a big part of what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bernie Madoff did a great job at building trust. And so we want to build trust with our clients. But remember, even though we're an independent firm, we use a third party custodian to hold the money. That's something that Bernie Madoff did not do.
So they don't write the check to Ethan Lane when they come in?
No. Please do not write any checks to Accurate Solutions Group or Kurt or myself. We use Fidelity Investments as our third party custodian. They're the ones that hold our clients' money, send them the performance reports. Those are all things that Bernie did himself with his company, and that's how he got away with those things. And we want to build trust and confidence with our clients and find the very best tools we can to help their blueprint be efficient.
So, Kurt, is that what the government does with Social Security? It's a Ponzi scheme? We're going to take your money and we're going to give it to other people. Hopefully we have enough to pay you when it's time for you to get it.
Not going to get into that. I will say that's how Social Security sort of works. But I also know this, Mark. Politicians will do the right thing when they're forced to. And the right thing at some point, 2032 or 2034, is addressing Social Security. They can make small tweaks and changes that will shore that up, such as increasing the full retirement age, increasing Social Security tax, a lot of different tools in their toolbox. But they're not going to act until they have to.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, I'm 64. I haven't started Social Security yet because I'm still working. I don't want to give back a dollar for every two that I would get at this point. And at the end of the day, they keep talking, well, 2034, we're going to give you 78 cents on the dollar. Well, if they do that, then they've lost my vote. So they will figure it out. I'm on board with you there. Let's look back to 2008, though, some of the situations. Well, home prices. Well, we know that was a big part of this, right? The home factors and banks going under and the mortgage groups going under. But home prices fell 12.4% during the fourth quarter of 08. It's the largest year-over-year decline in about 30 years. In 07, the median home price was a little over $205,000. By the end of 08, home prices had fallen to $180,000 on average. Ethan, that's a big deal. And we've kind of, the home market, because of the interest rates, you know, getting so high, it's kind of slowed that world down a little bit, and finally it's like mortgage rates come down a little bit. People go that's great, I can jump in now. But that's a big part of our world, I think, our homes, and especially first-time buyers. How in the world do we afford a home in today's market?
I know it is difficult. We've seen the prices of houses really go up, especially in our area. We've seen that firsthand,
and you and Allie just got one.
Yeah, you know, we're working on finishing up our build of our house, but we did that somewhat in anticipation. I think house prices are going to continue to go up. You know, as we see interest rates come down in the future, that should happen when the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates at some point. We talked earlier on the show that who knows exactly when they're going to do that, but that'll cause mortgage rates to come back down. People will feel more comfortable purchasing a home, and I think that's going to lead prices of homes to go up a little bit more as the demand comes back into play. So,
and you're building your house right by the tram that goes down overlooking the Three Rivers, right?
No, not Washington.
Not quite there. No, Zillianople. If you've heard of Zillianople, we're super excited. It's a cool little town. Mark, next time you're in the area, we'll have to show you.
So I think, Kurt, the other big part was certainly unemployment back in 08. 07, December of 07, the national unemployment rate was 5%. By June of 09, it was 9.5%. In October of 09, it peaked at 10%. The markets had started back, though, by March. That was kind of the end of the recession. The market started rebounding before that, but yet unemployment was still going down. Are those tied together to a degree? The market kept going when the market or the unemployment rate kept going down. That's kind of a weird combination.
certain things lag. So, you know, oftentimes think about as an example, when the government says, hey, we are in a recession. Well, how do they determine a true recession? Well, what they do is they look at two quarters of negative GDP growth. Well, to see two quarters of negative GDP growth, you need 6 months of that. And so when they call a recession, it's already 6 months into it. So there are certain what are called lagging in economic indicators and leading economic indicators. And oftentimes, Mark, even though we may be getting a recovery, there are certain things that are still lagging and going down that ultimately will then start recovering after it's quote unquote been called.
And, you know, Kurt, because you had started the business back in the 90s. So you've been doing this for a long time. And you think about back in 08, it was the, you know, Leno and Letterman saying, oh, I hope you're enjoying your 201k. I know it used to be a 401k, but it's now a 201k. And nationally, 401k and IRAs lost about $2.4 trillion in the last half of 08. And the average loss for workers who had been working for 20 years was about a quarter of their money. 25% was gone. That was a difficult time, I would think, at Accurate Solutions Group. But you still were talking about the plan. Hey, we got a plan, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, even my emotions at that point. So the financial crisis was different than your just traditional, and I don't want to make it sound like a recession, but a recession is a normal process we go through. But the financial crisis was a little bit different. It was structural. There was some major things taking place. And even advisors, I think, at times were just as nervous as the consumer. And so, yeah, it was a big thing. And if you had a plan in place and you had your foundation, whether it was treasuries or whether it was CDs or money markets or fixed annuities, but that doesn't mean your emotions. You were still nervous because that was a long process. And I think, Mark, we had mentioned that it was a little bit different than a recession because normally when you have large drops, things just sort of bounce right back. We did bounce back from the financial crisis, but I believe it took 3.5-4 years to do that bounce back.
And you know what? Those fears and emotions really stick with people. Kurt mentioned we were just at Highhold doing a presentation, and I like to do a little bit of stock market trivia. I asked the audience, who remembers what the markets did back in 2013? Not a single hand typically goes up, but that was one of the very best years in the market's history, and it wasn't that long ago. Markets were up 32%. Then when I asked, how many of you remember what happened in the market in 2008? Everybody raised their hands and everybody had an opinion because that fear really affected them and it sticks with them rather than the gains that the markets see.
Yeah, don't allow your emotions to take control of your finances and your future in retirement. At Accurate Solutions Group, we can put together your own specific, unique retirement blueprint. It'll cover those five key areas, which are, first and foremost, income. You can't retire without it. We look in and help you file for Social Security, come up with a maximization strategy, help you with pension, look at your budget. If there's a gap between your fixed sources of income and your budget, then we structure and position assets in the foundation of your house to allow for that cash flow, regardless of what the markets are doing. Then we'll look at proper investment allocation, tax-efficient income in retirement, healthcare, which is your biggest risk, and then legacy planning. If you don't have a true plan in place, if you don't have that confidence, that clarity, that independence you deserve heading into retirement, call us at 412-515-3355. You can call, you can text PLAN to that number, 412-515-3355. We're happy to have you in the office. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You have to take that first step. And that first step is calling 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.